MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. In Roswell, the city's report on the UFO Festival is going to be reworked before it officially is made public. During the September 7th Finance Committee meeting, a member of the city staff said the document would likely be ready to present to the October meeting. However, some high-ranking city officials didn't agree with that opinion. Once they had a chance to start reviewing it, work on the document by staff continued after the deadline passed for posting the committee members' meeting packets online. A fugitive who fled police in Eddy County, caught Tuesday of last week by federal authorities, almost 5 hours north of Albuquerque. The arrest stemmed from an incident when officers attempted to arrest the man for having a rifle in his car despite being a convicted felon September 24th in Eddy County. 36-year-old Saul Peralta, arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service Southwest Fugitive Team on state warrant for possession of a firearm by a felon. He was also charged with a federal probation violation tied to a 2012 federal conviction for possession with intent to distribute meth and possessing a firearm during drug trafficking. Peralta pulled over after police said he was speeding on 13th Street near Artesia after heading northbound from Atoka Road. Well, don't miss the Total Solar Eclipse Watch Party with Pioneer Bank. It's coming up on Saturday at 1095 Meckham Drive in Rue d'Osso, 9:30 to 11 a.m. You can bring the entire family. Now, there's free solar glasses while supplies last. Again, it takes place Saturday, 9:30 to 11 a.m., 1095 Meckham Drive, Rue d'Osso. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.